do we have to do this month? I don't want to. All right. So this is like the green bean casserole month. Or like, I like meatloaf. Speak for yourself. So it is indeed, it is awful April where we talk about books that sucked. All right. So I am Zio.
I'm Meg.
I'm Pirate.
I'm Silence, in case you couldn't guess by the silence.
Wonderful silence. All right. So Meg has a bit of a warning altogether for, go ahead.
We forgot to mention that we're the CA Reading Society. So for those of you who don't know, we are the CA Reading Society.
We didn't forget. We just tactfully left it out.
That was the warning. I mean, honestly. And also, if we offend anybody by talking about your favorite book and about how much we thought it sucked,
we apologize ahead of time. So
you may apologize. I have
just
no apologies.
Suck it up.
Apologies for my opinions.
So if you don't want to hear what we have to say about your book, skip to another part of the podcast.
Yeah. All right. So any comments before we begin?
We'll let you know what series or what author we're talking about before we get into how our opinions of it, so you'll know when to.
This is also part one.
It is part one.
Of like 12, probably?
Most likely.
Be
it take a few thousand.
Prepared to quote one of the Lion King movies. I forgot which one.
This is why we're friends. This is why we're friends. All right. So, first author. We're talking about author because just all of her books just.
Aaron Hunter.
Yes, Aaron Hunter.
Who is not actually a person, but is
four
a collection of
authors.
No, it started with three, and then it went to four, and now there's literally like eight people writing these books.
It is the eight for one special.
Oh, boy.
For authors. For stinky authors.
All right. So she actually started out okay.
Really well.
Like, really, 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 really well. Like, this is what my childhood.
It really is.
Well, a part of it.
We were a little tiny bit obsessed, Zio and I.
Just a little.
Bad memories.
Little
bad
bit.
Memories come flooding back in droves.
It was really bad.
It was awful, humiliating, and also embarrassing. And also other words that are synonyms for embarrassing that I cannot currently think of.
I think the lack of the grammar Nazi is pretty much. And just shows you how bad this really was.
It was horrifying.
Are you all flabbergasted into silence?
Probably.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, guys. My books aren't until the next part, so I'm just going to make a ton of silence puns that are awful.
Be prepared.
That was so bad. All right.
So the first six books of this, of the Aaron Hunter, whoever the collection of Aaron Hunter is, were actually really good.
And that is Into the Wild, Fire and Ice, Dark Forest, was
something,
it?
Something
it was
like that.
Dark Forest or something.
Rising Storm.
Yeah, Rising Storm.
Darkest Hour.
And then
fabulous.
Darkest Hour was so good. And then the last one was by far my favorite.
Which one was that one?
The last one.
We just called the last one?
We're just going to call it the last one because it's been like 5 years since I've picked up one of these books.
Yeah.
And then after that, there was like
it smells good.
Three more series of six that were written off of the first series. And then there was like giant like special editions on certain. Oh, by the way, this series is on cats.
Yeah, it's all about cats. These are cats with personalities who talk and hunt and live in the wild.
And they're warriors.
Yes,
did I mention the warriors?
It's the warriors series. Yeah. And it's actually, they are living in this little forest offside of development, which is the two-leg place, quote unquote. Two legs are people. And it follows this cat who you meet as Rusty, but then turns into Firepot. Yes, yes.
Could two legs also be flamingos?
Theoretically, but no.
I'm sorry, that just occurred to me.
It's
I'm wearing pink, so.
So she's being a flamingo today.
It's okay, we love you anyway, Silence.
They're silent. Most of the time.
Hey, Silence, do you want to be silent right now?
Ouch.
Do you want some ice for that bird?
How about a flamethrower for your burn?
I'm still mad about that book.
She's kind of sunburned,
anyway,
so.
Anyway. So you get into the first six series, and the first
six
books.
There are about six of them now.
And you have to love the characters. I mean, you just fall in love with them. There's a few characters that you see continuously that are still alive after, like, the equivalent of, like, 60 years.
Wait.
And they
so,
were, like.
Zio, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Didn't you talk to one of the other girls at our church who could calculate the ratio of cat years to human years? So how old exactly was Mouser when she finally died in, like, the fifth series?
I really feel like
she was an elder in the second book.
It was, I think she was, like, 200 years old at that point.
She's an immortal cat.
Pretty much.
She's a vampire. That's the problem. Yep, she's a vampire cat.
All right. Yeah, instead of vampires, now we're going to have cats.
Well, they're still vampires.
And then they've recently started writing a whole other different series. Thank goodness it's a different series.
Yeah, two other animal series.
The bears.
Oh, yeah, the bears. Secrets. We're not talking about
that.
The
bears. That was hilariously bad, actually.
It kind of was, yeah.
The second series is called Survivors. Instead of being cats, it's dogs. Silence, you have a question.
Not a question, just like a point. I feel that some series, they're good, but then as you go on, you just... You use the characters a little too much. Like, their story's over, and yeah, it's sad, but keeping, like, dragging it out by, like, putting in new characters, it just makes it worse. So that may be why the first six books were, like, these amazing things, and then you have all these billions of series with all these different authors writing it. I'm making really big gestures with my hands.
It's all right. She almost hit me in the face, actually.
That was for the burn.
My thing that I always go back to is a book, a plot line is... It has a certain amount of stuff to it, right? And then an author will take that and they'll stretch it. And you can see how it's being stretched, but it can still be good. And then they'll stretch it more. And then they'll stretch it more until there's nothing left and they're just beating it.
And the rubber band snaps, comes back, flies, hits you in the face, and you're like, oh my gosh, I have a new idea.
And it keeps going.
And going, and going,
and going.
Energizer right. Bunny.
For the
this is not an Energizer commercial.
So read the first six books by Aaron Hunter and then stop.
So they just stop.
Pretend that you have never heard of any other of the books.
You can kind of read those, like the other ones on the specific cats.
Some of them are good. The special editions.
The Blue Star one.
Blue Star one was amazing. The Fire Star one was definitely
Yellow
sketchy.
Fang.
Was the Yellow Fang one good? I never brought myself to read that. I had already ruined myself with the other series.
So to wrap up. This wonderful series by Aaron Hunter.
Quote-unquote.
Read the first six books.
And then stop if you value your sanity.
Pretty much. Look what happened
to us. That was my line.
I'm very sorry.
And then don't touch the other series.
I'm getting attacked on all sides.
With 39 and a half a pull. Don't even try it.
I need silent support.
I'll give you silent support with duct tape. All right. So the next book is Matched by Ali Condy. And basically, it's a really... interesting dystopian novel, but it's all about the romance.
Yeah. The concept is fabulous. The execution is
not
less
so much.
The first book's execution was beautiful. I really loved this first book. After that, I didn't read the second and third book. I returned the second book halfway through it.
I tried. I'd really tried to read the second book, and then the third book,
I read
honestly.
All three, and it was not
okay,
funny.
So in the book Matched, they start out with she's 16 years old.
Yeah.
She's going to the point where the government chooses who you marry.
And when you
die,
by the way.
Yeah, the government chooses when you die, all of that.
Your grandpa died the same day she turned 16.
It's really unfortunate, actually.
Her name's Cassia, just so you know who we're talking about.
Yes, Cassie. So Cassie is going to be matched with the man that she's going to marry. All right, and so... While she goes into this banquet, there's people being matched with people they've never met before who are, like, on the other side of the country. And who does she get matched with? Her very, very, very best friend since they were, like, born. Next-door neighbor guy. What better luck can you have? You already know each other. You already know what you dislike and don't like about each other. You can work well together. It is literally a match made in heaven by the government.
Match. Ha-ha.
Nice pun. All right. So she's already basically totally cool living with this guy. But then she meets this mysterious guy named Kai. And Kai's not allowed to marry.
He's an aberration, right?
Yes, he's not allowed to do anything in society. Basically, he's like a pariah. And so he's mysterious and interesting. And of course, that's always who the girl goes for. So she has to learn more about him. And he teaches her how to read and write and about this whole entire black market society underground. And
the poetry and stuff. And he takes her on hikes and things.
So
yeah. It's really cheesy.
And so, of course, you know who she's really going to end up with, even though she should end up with the guy that she already knew. And in the second book, they're all separated, and she has to go choose which boy will I follow. And in the third book, she chooses Kai, which is the wrong choice.
Spoiler alert.
It was bad.
Do you want an inhaler? Like,
yes.
I'm really worried about your breathing.
It made me so angry. Because it's like, you're in a society where you have no choices. And here it is, the one guy that you would actually choose in life, and you don't choose him. And it was...
Just because the power of suggestion by the government.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot, government. You just screwed over everything.
Don't you do that anyway. You don't need a book to do that.
I feel like that was a little controversial.
Don't tell anyone. Maybe they won't notice.
One of the things that really scared me about Match, though, is that in their society, they have 100 paintings, 100 poems, 100 songs. All right. Now, here's the point where I have to shudder. Because I listen to more than 100 songs a day. All right. I would get so sick of music.
It gets worse, though. They only have 100 books.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I would die. I would just die.
Then we could just do, like, one podcast about one book per month, and we'd be good for a while.
Can we not
even
pretend?
Everyone's already read all 100 of them.
No, there are still people who don't read in this society.
And what if they don't? What if they pick Twilight or something? Oh, God. I don't want to know what would happen if they pick
Speaking of Twilight.
The room just got colder.
Speaking of Twilight, that is our next book.
This is going to be probably a podcast and a half all on its own.
Yeah, pretty much. About three things I was absolutely positive. First, Edward was a vampire. Second, there was a part of him. I didn't know how dominant that part might be. That thirsted for my blood.
Whoa.
And third, I was unconditionally and irrevocably in love with him.
Wait, one second. Warning. Warning. I have not read the books or watched the movie, so I am going to be a very neutral party and will stop fights from breaking out about which is worse.
And I'm the only person who has read past, did you guys read the second and third book?
No, I tried to read the first. Okay. I've received a plot synopsis of every single book that actually went pretty in-depth
from
my local Twihard. That is what you call, by the way, a fan of Twilight.
The Twihard.
It's scary.
Yeah.
She was, full-out Team Edward wearing this T-shirts midnight premiere going. It was scary.
Yeah, my knowledge, it stems from a fan fiction that detailed every single thing that they did wrong in that book. Like, really, really detailed 3-4 chapters of, medical problems and stuff like that, and, how Edward was abusive and other various
things. Doesn't he, stalk her by sitting in her room watching her?
He watches her sleep, and apparently that is romantic.
I like watching you sleep.
FYI, ladies, if somebody is watching you, climbing up your window to watch you sleep,
Dump him.
Is not romantic.
And then get a restraining order.
That is the point where you call the police and get a restraining order. And if he's 200 and you're 17,
definitely
that's pedophilia.
No matter how young he actually looks, I'm very sorry to disappoint you.
I think she did write the fourth book, which is called
Breaking Dawn.
Breaking
the
Dawn.
The two bloated movies that they had turned into two instead of just
Don't even get me started. Mockingjay is making me so angry.
Okay, you two, Zio and Pirate, so I can hear what Meg said.
I actually really like the fourth book. The second and third book were a pain because there's one point where Edward leaves and there's just 10 pages that have months on them. So you would see, December, you turn the page. January, turn the page. February, where she's apparently just grieving for him.
Doesn't she go into, this deep, dark depression where she just can't function
and
without her, the other...
Spoiler alert, guys.
Her better half.
Spoiler alert.
Who is a vampire, and he leaves to protect her. And then she tries to commit suicide just so she can hear his voice again.
He's crazy.
Oh, that whole, I forget which book that was in. I think it was the second one.
The second one, yeah.
So, the second book was just bad. But the fourth book was actually really, really good. Finally, things got interesting.
By interesting, may I say this part?
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Leave it alone. After that interesting part.
Podcast?
Oh, I thought we were
please.
Just G.
Yeah,
they're
I thought we were.
Well, we say crap and stuff.
Yeah, we say crap and suck, so I guess that means we're PG.
There are...
Moving past the quote interesting part, the actual cool part is when they get into the battle, which is
a dream.
What?
Which is a dream.
In the movie, I think, but not in the book. Right?
Oh.
Yeah, no. In the movie, I think it was a dream.
Well, I've only seen the Honest trailer, so I don't know.
No, in the book, it was an actual almost battle, almost being keyword anyway. Mm-hmm. But the fourth book was really good.
But there's
skip the first
stuff
two.
Happening.
Skip the second, the middle ones, except figure out who. Jacob is, and then read the fourth one.
Jacob is the hot guy who turns into a werewolf at will. Come on,
Megan,
we all know this.
I know. Well, not technically at will, because whenever he gets mad, he turns into a wolf.
Oh my gosh, isn't a werewolf supposed to be, once a month at the full moon?
Aren't they technically shapeshifters?
Oh yeah, they're technically shapeshifters, because they're not children of the
that,
moon.
Zio. Right. I know stuff.
All right, so we have Jacob Black, who can turn into a dog, sort of at will, who rides a motorcycle, and who gets the ladies. Now, what other Black can anybody think of that also has these qualities?
No,
Sirius Black.
Silence, go ahead.
Sirius Black. The bestest ever.
Which series came out first, just out of curiosity?
I have no
Probably
idea.
Probably the Harry Potter one. Harry Potter did.
Yes, and I've heard people say that Harry Potter copied Twilight. Oh, God.
Well, no.
Then they wouldn't have Dobby in there if they copied Twilight.
That's true. Dobby is totally just his own character.
I love Dobby. He's
With
my
socks.
Favorite.
I don't understand why everybody likes Dobby. But anyway, back to Twilight. So,
That's a right filler,
honestly, we can
I
just
like
go
Dobby's
on forever
eyes,
about...
Like,
We could go on forever about Twilight. How about three more minutes, guys? Does that sound good? Three more minutes about Twilight?
It's right.
Maybe. Or we could spend these 3 minutes
daughter.
In silence and just bask
oh,
in
yes.
my glory.
All right. So during the interesting part, quote unquote, where Edward breaks every single piece of furniture in the room.
Don't ask, don't tell. Stop. Anyway, moving
a
on.
A child is conceived in that moment. Help. And so basically the child is half vampire, half human inside a human's body. Doesn't work out well. Very interesting birthing scene. But the child...
PG.
Okay, fine. Here's what we're going to do for the next 3 minutes. I'm going to ask questions about Twilight, and Meg is going to answer them because Zio can't be trusted, and Pirate's just going to make sound effects.
I'm keeping it mostly PG.
And I've actually read the book.
I am keeping it mostly
PG
here.
Name all of the Cullens.
Okay, so there's Alice, who's psychic.
Oh God.
I actually love Alice. She's one of my favorites. Jasper, who is like... Alice's, I'm going to call them mates. They're not really.
Wait, but they're Cullens. Does that mean they're incestual?
No, they're just a, like adopted family. So, no.
Zio,
anyway,
I thought I banned you from
There's.
Doesn't work.
What's the other guy's name?
Ask my teachers. Emmett? It doesn't work.
Emmett. There's Emmett, who's like big, burly football player times 10, who's dating, what's her name? Rosalie or something like that, who is like drop dead gorgeous, and then there's Belle,
drop dead gorgeous,
very funny, very funny.
Yeah, that was pretty funny
because they're undead.
Then there's Bella, Edward, of course, Renesmee, who is Bella and Edward's daughter, and
it's an awful name for a baby.
It really
oh my
is.
Gosh, why would you
hey,
do
but
that?
She's only a baby for like 8 months.
Okay.
Well, then they call her Nessie, which is
so
funny.
So that's the wrap up of the Cullen family. And if you want to read Twilight,
read
you
the first
like
book, them. The fourth book, and figure out who Jacob is, and you're good.
You like Twilight? Right. Good for you. You don't like Twilight? Good for you. You want to
like
read
you
Twilight?
More.
Good for you. Everybody, good for you. Stay Ooh. Positive.
Unless you're a Twihard.
And exit now.
Don't hit me. All right. So, thank you for listening to the first part of our awful April podcast.
Woo!
Next time we'll have even more books that we hated.
Oh yes.
And
not just hated, but like we just have issues with.
You
That's
get to hear me
word,
talk
word.
About books. Woo!
Yay!
Silence finally speaks.
Whoa!
And not just random silence puns. I'm so excited, guys. I've been promoted.
No, you're temporarily promoted.
She gets to be a paid intern temporarily. It's just a title, though.
$20 in my pocket.
But you're not actually.
All right. Paid. So we'll come to our website at careadingsociety.webs.com and
read our other podcasts, listen to our other podcasts,
and read
some
the
books
we're talking about.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for visiting, and you guys will listen to us later. Bye.
Bye.